This week on the Anime Alchemist Podcast.
Usopp Loki is actually my least favorite Straw Hat. I found out what I like, or what it is I don't like. I don't like characters that fail upwards.
Oh, fail up. So you don't like Hercule, for example, like from Dragon Ball?
Yes. I don't like Buggy.
Oh, and you really don't like Buggy. But the thing is, I
find it so hilarious that a simple joke turned into a full-blown One Piece black hole.
That you actually don't have him as your last?
No, he is at, but I didn't, intend for it to just, spiral into, One Piece content.
That's fine.
That was intense. How long would you have to say that was? About, 10, 15 minutes? 25. Holy fuck.
Look east and look west. That's all fucking Dragon's good for nowadays.
Kuma was freaking out and he dipped out. What the fuck is going on with that shit?
Dragon just was like, Kuma, wait, don't leave. Eyes gone.
Easily,
Classroom of the Elite, bro.
Is that political?
Dude, as fuck.
Really?
There's four classes and they're class D, right? Mm-hmm. They're D class and they're trying to become A class.
Uh-huh.
But it's a very political thing, and they rate your score based off of all these tests and stuff, and your class gets an actual numerical value.
I'm talking more on the literal scale of countrywide stuff.
No, okay, well, it's not countrywide, but it's super manipulative though. It's crazy.
Okay.
There's characters that are Two-Face, there's characters that are pulling strings that you don't even know are pulling strings, but other characters know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's dramatic irony on the audience.
Okay.
Because we don't know.
Yeah.
But the characters know.
We don't know, but the characters do know. I love that shit. When we're kind of left in the dark, but then they're talk about something. And I also like the reversal when we know something that the character doesn't mm-hmm. know. You're just tense and you're waiting for oh shit, when are they gonna find out?
Bro, it's a good writing technique.
I ain't gonna lie.
Why did you watch the show?
I actually just recently started watching it.
Classroom of the Elite.
Yeah.
Nice. That's good. Does it get your stamp of approval?
I'm only a couple episodes in.
Oh, okay.
You meet that one bitch who that one with the funny haircut.
They all kind of got funny haircuts.
Okay, that's
funny. They all got funny haircuts.
The Two-Faced one?
Yeah.
Bro.
I'd never expected that.
Came out of fucking left field. At the moment, the voice and everything, I was like, who is this?
There's a moment in early, he's two episodes in. There's a moment early on in the series that has the same exact vibes and feels as Akame Got Kill, when that girl flips a switch and is talking.
Facts.
Going off crazy.
Yes, the blonde one
in the first episode. They 100% have a moment exactly like that. That lets you know this is not what you think. This is not some basic bullshit school anime.
Okay.
This is gonna get crazy.
Okay, cool. That's actually one that I really did want to watch. I just forgot that it was out. There's so many shows.
And guess what else it gets? Season the Emery dub seal of approval.
Oh, solid dub.
Pretty good.
Nice.
Oh, her doing that switch up, and you said the dub was good too? Okay. Okay. That's pretty cool,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Fuck, this has been recording the whole time.
That's fine.
Okay, we'll pick it up from Martin being like, why can't we be a political podcast? Is there politics in anime? No, we'll just start it off at Martin.
Definitely.
Is there politics in anime?
I kind of miss when I would just kind of start randomly off of a conversation with no context.
Man.
Is there politics in it?
I swear to God, I had something I was going to tell you guys and then get right into it. I do remember what I was going to say, actually.
What?
Don't kill me about this, okay? And welcome back to the Anime Alchemist Podcast. My name is Emery.
My name is Gary.
My name is Martin.
I appreciate you guys for tuning in.
Not really,
Hold on. Do the intro. Finish the intro.
Say your last words.
Appreciate you guys for tuning in, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Maybe you guys are checking us out on YouTube, Anime Alchemist Podcast. It's episode 125. Spoiler warning, like always. spoiler warning, get you 10% off on your G Fuel.
The room is tense right now.
Yeah. Yeah, like you can grab the tension.
I can't tell if he just said that just because he thought it'd be like, oh, this will get people's attention, or if he genuinely meant it. I'm curious, though. I'm not mad. I'm just like, why?
Let's talk about some anime.
Mm-hmm. Usopp Loki is actually my least favorite Straw Hat.
It's a Zoro stan. I figured you were like, well, like, since Zoro's canonically racist like Gojo and Gendo.
I mean, like, the
truth. So, you know, I was like, let me adopt that part of the personality.
No.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
Like, I'm like, okay. I reflected on this thing that, like, everybody tries to, like, tell me that I should do an Usopp cosplay. Okay.
Oh, that's why you hate him.
No. It's not that at all. But like I just like started like having the like internal conflict of like why haven't I pulled the trigger on this?
Because you don't like him that much.
Yeah. Like I don't.
You cosplayed Ghetto so quick and like not.
What are you talking about? My man was a happy, cheerful guy. Then some shit happened, and now he's
racist.
You're so fucking right. Emery, do you have something to tell us?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm dying.
Holy shit. Oh, Emery's racist. That's the name of this episode.
Is Emery racist? Part 2. People who are new will be like, hold on, where's part 1?
Check out the lost episodes.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Wow, he's
I'm
a furry
sorry.
And
he's
right. You are just the worst kind of person.
All right, state your case. What's the reasoning?
Personally, I feel like I'm not trying to like undervalue him at all. I will still stand by God Usopp till the end. But like like when you compare him to like the moments that I've seen throughout One Piece that I've resonated with, that I've appreciated and enjoyed, his moments just don't really stack up compared to the other ones.
Do you like Sanji more? I 100% do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like as much as I will bag on him for this until like the end of One Piece, it's still pretty fucking kick-ass that he beat the snot out of Luffy.
Yeah, no.
He knocked a tooth out of Luffy's mouth.
Like, disrespectful in the context of it was way, 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 mm-hmm. like, over the top for what the situation called for, but it was really fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it hurt to watch, but it was cool.
You give
Sanji a lot of shit, but that's because, like, you're
I'm a ride or die Zoro.
Ride or die Zoro fan, and I respect that, honestly. Yeah. I fully respect that.
But, like, don't get me wrong. If somebody's, like, in public and I just hear them, like, badmouth Sanji, well, you best expect to get the smoke.
It's like, hey, I'm allowed to make fun of Sanji because I'm a Zoro fan.
Yeah.
You haven't even watched One Piece? You can't make fun of
him. No, you have no, yeah.
You have no right.
Exactly.
Even if you have watched One Piece, like, watch what you say. Put some respect on Sanji's mm-hmm. name. He has some cold-ass moments and some of the best saves in the series, too. What are you looking for?
Oh, I guess I was drinking Gary's G-Fuel. God, see, it's so good, guys. I don't remember finishing mine. I guess. It's that good, guys.
I'm sorry.
No. It's okay. I'm so excited.
10% off. Use code spoiler warning.
Okay, but then, like, you look at, like, do I need to explain Nico Robin?
Rank your Straw Hats right now.
Rank my Straw Hats?
Right now.
Right now.
Okay, hold on. Quick question.
Starting from least favorite.
Fuck the script. I'm curious about this.
So number 11 is Usopp.
Yes. I said that. I said that at the beginning of this fucking episode.
Wow, there's 10 of them,
my
dude.
My least favorite.
There's 10 of them.
No, he said all of them, the Sunny, and then fucking Usopp.
He's like, Vivi's an honorable mention. Vivi, so we'll put her at 10, and then Usopp. Yeah. Wait, Karu, and then...
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, rank them.
So yeah, Usopp, Sunny, / Mary, you know.
The Kalbaltramon that like.
No. Yeah. Mary definitely above Sunny. If I'm being honest.
Mary above Sunny.
Yeah, Mary above Sunny.
She's an OG.
Yeah. I'm gonna have okay. Fuck you guys. I know where this is coming. You met the actors. Wow. Hey. Hold on. Get off my ass.
No.
I was not the one that wanted to be in line for that.
That's even worse.
I'm not gonna.
He took the time out of his day to say.
You heard
hi.
That, bro? He didn't even.
No,
see
I took
you.
The time out of my day to say hi. Okay. Shut the fuck up. Then I'm going Jinbei.
Jinbei's that low?
Yeah. He hasn't been around long enough to like have more comparable memorable moments. I'm sorry. Yes, he is the dude.
It's because he's black.
Oh, another minority.
Wow.
Really get to know a guy. 125 episodes. That's all it really takes.
Okay. I've been telling y'all this. That's why he loves Frieza. That's why he's like the best Dragon Ball Z villain. I'm so happy they bought him back.
Dude, you are really grossing. Never mind.
I appreciate what I'm sorry. I appreciate what Jinbei has done for Luffy.
You know, just saved his life.
I mean, how many times has everybody else saved his fucking life?
Usopp hasn't saved his life, so I guess that's
fair. Really?
Wait, no, he did save his life, yeah. Wow, and you're putting Usopp under Jinbei?
And you're giving me fucking shit for putting him there. Yeah, because I know the goddamn facts, Martine. I come up with a concise opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What are the facts?
Next, I'm going Franky.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, Franky's solid right there. Like, he has really good moments, but they're not just like, whoa! Like, nothing... Senior Pink was...
Bro, he inspired though. Fortnite.
Oh my god. You're not wrong. Then I'm going Brooke. Then I'm going Chopper.
Orcus D. Chopper.
Mm-hmm. Then I'm going Sanji. Then I'm going Robin. Then I'm going Nami. Then I'm going Zoro. Then I'm going Luffy.
Yeah, the top half of that list makes sense. Like, that I know.
And the reason I'm putting Luffy at number one is like, it's fucking Luffy.
Yeah,
like if you take him out of the conversation, yeah, Zoro's number one for me. But like,
you know, the funny thing is, I'm giving you all this shit, but Usopp's still been my least favorite most of this time too. I love Usopp. I would die for any of the Straw Hats. They're all fucking amazing, and I love all of them. Like, protect at all costs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I am ranking them, I mean, I do. I'm gonna have to fucking agree with them, bro. Like, no way, man.
I love Franky.
I love Franky. Talking to the mic. The people need to hear this.
I think Franky is more lame than Usopp. I think Usopp has way more character than Franky. I think Franky is just like a stereotypical like, oh, cool and flashy with the robots. I make
spoken money. Like someone who didn't watch Water 7 in any slot.
Didn't log geek out over
you did,
ninjas.
You didn't, did you?
Yes, I did. Gary made me watch it. Yes.
Hold on. Didn't log geek out over ninjas?
Bro,
whoa.
Law is way more basic than
bears.
Fucking Franky.
He loves polar bears.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Polar bear
that's
versus
basic.
A person. How dare you?
Well, guess what? Franky can swim.
Yes. Yeah, so
I think Frankie's more of a man than
Law. Yeah, Law can't. Huh?
Frank is more of a man than Law.
Thank you. It's a real man to just walk around with your fucking junk in a fucking Speedo all day.
Law was intimidated by Senor Pink. That's why he never fought against Doflamingo.
Mad facts. Just couldn't handle that fucking...
Like, hey, and you know we all love Law. Like, he's a great fucking character. But I think Frankie is a more interesting character than Law. Like, Law has a really sad backstory. Cool powers, blah blah blah. But Frankie's backstory honestly is pretty fucking sad too. Maybe not as tragic as Law, but man, like, was dropped off.
Just abandoned.
Abandoned by his fucking parents.
At like the age of seven.
At the age of seven, grew up with like the shipwrights, all that. And then
he like grew up as like kind of that rebel kid because like there was Iceberg, the golden child.
Yeah.
And they grew up like and like
and he just wanted to build stuff and create things, and people would like shit on it because like it wasn't great right away. And
well,
he
it
had
wasn't
to, like,
what
fall in line.
They thought was what ship, good. Ship, you know, ship. Like he went out of the norm. Rather than building a ship that's like, oh, look at the beautiful hand wood carving he's like, I'm gonna build as many weapons into it as I can,
and
it was different. He was different. That's I don't know. He's interesting in that sense. Like Usopp, he just lies a lot.
It was that outward thinking that led to the death of his sensei. His like the, his the person who taught him to Tom. Like,
yeah,
he basically learned the lesson that even if you make something that isn't intended to be used for harm, it can be. Mm-hmm. So, like, your knowledge and what you do and create, like, as an engineer, you're responsible for mm-hmm. it.
And you should never be ashamed of your creations, no matter how people end up using them. Like, it originally came from a place of, like, passion mm-hmm. and creativity, and that's what he believes in. Like, it doesn't matter what happens after the fact. Always create, always build, always improve. You know?
Yeah. Okay. I think I found out what I like or what it is I don't like. I don't like characters that fail upwards.
Oh, fail up. So you don't like Hercule, for example, like from Dragon Ball?
Yes. I don't like Buggy.
Oh, and you really don't like Buggy. But the thing is, I think I like Buggy for the same reasons I like Hercule, but Usopp is a more serious character. I think he's supposed to be a more serious character, mm-hmm. but then they play him for jokes more often than not, and I think he has the potential to be a more serious character. But Buggy is the Hercule of the fucking show. He's just, like, there, and he gets lucky, and he is failing upwards, but that's his role. Mm-hmm. Usopp's role is not to fail upwards. His role is to become a brave warrior of the sea, like his dad, and be part of the future Pirate King's crew. I don't think you should be failing upwards in that sense. I think he needs to step up and do more to prove that he is growing as a person from what he was at the very beginning. And he's had moments like that. I'm not going to lie. Like, he's had really, really good moments in Dressrosa mm-hmm. And even in Wano a little bit. But, like, at this point in the story, I feel like we should have more. Or at least, like,
he shouldn't be so afraid
all the time.
Like, think about it. Even in Wano, he was still riding the, yeah, I got Supreme King hockey. It's Big Mom's.
Yeah.
Like
it is funny surface level. It's mm-hmm. surface level funny. But when you're, like, looking at the show, like, as a whole, like, as a narrative, you're like, okay, at this point, like, Usopp should be doing more.
He should be, like, transitioning more into that warrior of the sea.
It's like we have high expectations for him because we know what he's capable of. We've seen what he can do. And I think maybe that's why, at least me personally, I rank him so low in the Straw Hats, is because he's not up to par with where I think he should be for the character arc that he has. Now, the show's not over. We still have plenty more to go. And I believe that he will eventually rise to that occasion. I really wish that he wouldn't have some attributes from, like, pre-time skip, because I think that's the whole point of the time skip, was getting over that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And Freshman Island Usopp, like, homeboy was really fucking confident.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really liked that version of Usopp because he was confident, he was strong, he was being a tactician and stuff. And, like, yeah, you know, he still does his gags here and there, but I took him more seriously there than I did the entirety of the pre-time skip outside of his fight with Luffy when he stood up for his beliefs, which mm-hmm. is why that, like, those arcs are my favorite arcs. Is because Usopp...
Fishman Island's your favorite arc?
No. Water 7 and Enies Lobby.
Oh.
I was going to say, like, maybe he means favorite for Usopp, but...
But I did like Usopp more in that than I do, honestly, in Wano. I didn't really like Usopp in Wano at all. I don't think he did much. Like, his tag team fight with Ulti and Pepe and Nami,
mm-hmm.
it was fine.
It was a mid-fight. Ultimately, it was fucking Big Mom that took him out.
I'm not gonna lie. It really rubbed me the wrong way when I read it in the manga. When Ulti had Nami, right? And she was like, say that that Luffy will never be Pirate King and that Kaido will, blah, blah, blah. And when Usopp was on the ground, like, almost passed out, he's like, just lie, Nami. Just say it. Your life is worth more, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I know it's not true, but just lie. I really didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Usopp was in that situation and he did lie, that would hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Because no other Straw Hat would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for a second you think that Nami was going to lie and say that he wasn't going to be, but even she stepped up to the occasion and put her life on the line to protect, like, Luffy's reputation.
I feel like it in that situation for Usopp, it was probably a little different though, because it wasn't his life on the line, it's Nami's. Right, like, he's probably willing to risk his life,
okay,
and be like, no, fuck that, I'm standing on business as my boy Luffy.
So he'd rather sacrifice his own life, but yeah, he wanted to protect Nami no matter what.
Yeah, in that situation, okay. It's like, no, Nami, like, don't protect yourself, just say it
because you're important, we need you, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good angle to argue for. I'll give you that, definitely. I just think the framing of it was a little weird, and, like, I don't know, it initially didn't really, like,
work. I find it so hilarious that a simple joke turned into a full-blown One Piece black hole.
That you actually don't have him as your last?
No, he is at, like, but I didn't, like, intend for it to just, like, spiral into, like, One Piece content, like.
Fine.
That was intense. How long would you have to say that was? About, like, 10, 15 minutes? 25. Holy fuck.
Okay, well, let's start the episode. No, I mean, we're obviously the Anime Alchemist, and yeah. I don't want to do our normal fucking, like, shit, because, like, I actually like this conversation. I like kind of going into the nitty-gritty of, like, things maybe we don't like about mm-hmm. shows that we're always talking super positively about. One Piece is all of our favorite animes, but there's got to be things that we don't always like, right?
Yeah.
That's what makes a show good, is that it's not perfect every single time. So I actually like that you brought up the Usopp stuff, because I always put God Usopp up there and I praise him and everything for the jokes, but realistically, like, I think that Usopp can do a lot better, and mm-hmm. and I know that he will eventually.
Yeah, I can probably agree with y'all. So, like, my bottom three Straw Hats are probably Nami, Usopp, and Jinbei.
Oh, wow. Even Jinbei's all the way down there?
Yeah, he's really cool, but Franky's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. Brook's hard as fuck.
Brook is the MVP. I don't care what anybody
says. He's the fucking GOAT. Don't give a shit. Like,
I don't care what anybody says. Yeah. He's hard as fuck. He deals with whatever needs to be dealt with. Mm-hmm. You know, his experience shows.
And see, like, that's a character that also gets scared at random shit, but he also has no hesitation in just, like, jumping up and, man, like, doing what he
needs. Man will stand on business if he need be.
Yeah, man. He fucking, like, single-handedly got the Poneglyphs in Whole Cake Island. If it wasn't for him, we would not be as far as we are.
Him, like, leaping over that rail and just, like, that is the definition of standing on business. He did a superhero landing.
Yeah, he did. Oh, and he's cool, and he has a tragic backstory.
Fucking A.
Like, ooh, top that's three
not even like, that's not even like a full backstory. That's just like what Dude, we knew just... the end of his life.
Oh, yeah. Imagine having, like, such a tragic end to your life that's your backstory. Not even your actual, like, backstory. Dude, yeah. How did he even get with the Rumbar Pirates? When we don't know. He just kind of.
How did he get
there.
That scar in his head?
Yeah. There's so much more to him. I fucking love it. And he
I
want to
know what that country was.
Mm-hmm.
He set sail before Roger was a pirate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love the scene where he, like, talks about Roger. He's like, oh, I remember hearing about a rookie named Roger. That's fucking crazy. I also think he's the funniest Straw Hat next to Luffy. Luffy's probably the funniest, but I think Brook, for me personally, is, like, one of the funniest. His just jokes are so good.
They are.
I think Robin's humor is pretty good.
I love Robin's dark humor. That also lands really well for me.
It wouldn't be as good without Usopp being like, quit!
Yeah, that's
true. Oh, God!
Stop being so morbid. But that's someone who has just accepted her life and, like, knows that she's been through some shit, and she's like, hey, you can't get any worse.
I can make all the jokes I want in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
I should have been dead 2 years ago.
Hundreds of babies die every day.
Oh, my God. It's some shit she would say, though.
It is, yeah, no. It's just hearing it from Gary is like, damn it.
I'm not as cute as her.
That's the thing, man.
Yeah. Damn it. Okay, so we do have some, like, some quick little anime news that we're kind of excited about. By the time this comes out, like, it'll be very relevant. It'll be right around the corner for most of you. there's a couple of animes that are coming back. Starting off April 5th, season 3 of The Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. If you guys have not checked that out, that needs to be bumped up to, like, the top of your list. It's one of my favorite isekais.
Where we left off is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, man is attaining a new level in this world.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to witness. Bear witness.
Bear witness to the birth of a new demon king.
Lord Rimuru.
Or Lord, thank you.
Rimuru?
Yeah. Have you still not watched it?
Nope. Bro, damn. See, in fantasy, is there's the demon, like, you can become a demon lord, mm-hmm. typically, right? Mm-hmm. He does it.
Nice.
But there's even there's politics
but it's
doing
crazy.
It.
Oh, dude, there's a lot of politics. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
You've seen Minecraft now, man. Or you've seen
Minecraft. Yeah, I've seen Minecraft. I've heard of it.
You've played Minecraft now. I think you would appreciate it a lot more now.
Oh, you think so? Oh,
cause yeah, because, like, the whole first
the
season
system essentially.
Well, that and, like, the whole first season is, like, about him, like, kind of, like, building a village.
I'll come back around to it eventually. That's one that I know I'll watch at some point, but right now it's not really a priority for me. Well, but for y'all, check it out.
Shoku Tensei.
That's more of a priority.
Mm-hmm. Or two.
When that comes out, I will be watching week to week.
April 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we're not done with the depressing shit, according to Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Kaiju number 8, April 13th.
That is at the top of my priority, actually. For new stuff coming out, like, that's going to fill the void that Solo Leveling leaves when this core finishes.
I'm so fucking sad that you told me that.
I know, I'm sorry. But hey, we never know. We might get a second core later this year.
We can hope.
We can hope.
It's like we can all hope that there's a season 2 of Frieren.
Oh my...
We don't...
Yeah, by now, if you're listening to this, Frieren finally finished up. As of like this recording, we haven't watched the last episode yet because none of us wanted to end. We've all enjoyed it way too much. But, I mean, easy 9 out of 10 for me. It's been a great, great show.
I'd give it a 9.5.
Yeah. We've recommended it to almost every guest that we've had on that hasn't watched it yet. I've been recommending it to a couple friends. I tried pitching it to Pablo, but he's not. It's Pablo.
Thank you, Pablo.
Yeah. Thanks, Juan. But if you like anime in general and even remotely interested in fantasy concepts, check it out. And let's hope that we get a season 2 for it, because I'll take as many episodes as they want to give me. That show can just keep giving me slice of life episodes of their journey, and I'd be happy with it. I don't need like a finite ending to a goal or whatever.
You could milk that until like... She's an elf. You can milk that until she dies.
Mm-hmm.
Show us different parties throughout time and how she different, like, has different experiences with them.
See, I would love that. Just keep giving me more.
Also, if you guys have not heard, they released the Blu-ray for season 2 of Jujutsu Kaisen.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy it.
Go buy it.
It looks like it's worth it. Go buy it.
Support the animators who busted their ass and didn't get to finish the actual cut of certain fights.
Fuck you, MAPPA.
Yeah, this shit was extended.
It was good.
There was more. It was more polished.
Mm-hmm.
It was clear.
Mm-hmm.
Much clearer. Like, you know how they dim stuff for TV, like airing on television? They don't do that for the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It was so good.
Yeah.
Go check.
I hate to say that I liked it. I really do.
No, it was fantastic, and it makes you realize, like, dang, if they just would have given them more time.
Literally, then... like, think about it. It took them, like, what, 6-7 months to put this out? What the fuck? Are y'all on, like, y'all are seriously that fucking hungry to put out some new episodes?
It's the money, and they want to make sure that it comes out at a certain time per season so they can make the most money possible.
Well, y'all were fucking stupid. You were competing with fucking Gear 5th and Thousand Year Blood Work. Get fucked.
Oh, yeah, Bleach is a thing.
Yeah, I'm like...
Man, I forgot about
that. I'm like, I'm gonna be honest, that was stupid.
I think
that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But they're like, I mean, honestly, you should have just waited till like now. You got the end of Solo Leveling, finishing up. Like, it's kind of gonna be like besides Kaiju number 8, like, it's kind of gonna be a little like dry. It's gonna be a little dry in the anime for a while. At least until, you know, all the other fucking spring shit starts popping up.
Yes, I mean, spring and summer, summer is going to be pretty packed, I think.
Summer's going to be stacked.
Yeah, I mean, I know we got the next Bleach core. I don't even know if it's the last one, I doubt it, but... That's the studio that was working on Black Clover before, right? Studio Perio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People who do Naruto.
Oh, yeah.
Boruto, sorry. I saw this, sorry.
They're different series, I'm just... Sorry, I love Naruto. I just do not love Boruto.
This is like
sounded excited to defend him real quick. Like, am I actually Boruto?
So it's kind of like a unorthodox podcast. I heard a weird theory for you guys. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to hear it real quick, just because we brought up Bleach.
Yeah, sure.
Do you remember that dude that they introduced that like was fucking slapping Yupabak? With the
paintbrush dude?
Yeah, paintbrush dude.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, like, I saw the theory that, like, I think it was ND that actually put it out. And it was saying that, like, what if he could be, like, the possibility that he would be the next individual to be, like, a bad guy. Because, like, it continues past the Thousand-Year Blood War, to my understanding.
A little bit. Kubo started a new arc, like, the Hell arc, but didn't really, like, continue it. I think we got, like, one, maybe two chapters, I think, starting it. And it's, like, it starts, like, essentially the Boruto generation of it. Like, we get Ichigo's kid and Rukia's kid introduced, but I don't know the context of the Hell arc at all.
And so he like, goes on to explain that, like, throughout Bleach, each villain, you get introduced to them, and then it's later on that you get, like, the big reveal, like, oh, you knew they, like, you knew of them the entire time. Turns out, like... Oh,
like what they did with Aizen?
Like, Aizen, exactly. Oh. You get introduced to him, he's dead, and then turns out he's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, imagine watching that week to week.
Now, think about this. Who's the current villain right now?
Yuho Bak.
And... how long ago did we get introduced to Zangetsu?
Oh, yeah, from the fucking beginning, actually. Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
And so, like, it would make sense for, like, this character, too, because he's one of, like, the oldest members of, like,
Squad Zero.
Yeah, and, like, he's been around.
He's so jolly.
Mm-hmm. But think about this. He has that, like, very moral code of, like, whatever it takes to, like, hold the balance. But then when you look at his ability, it's literally very dark. He has the ability to suck the darkness out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, when you're kind of playing with that kind of shit, you know, you look into the void long enough.
You get sucked in.
You know, and it looks back.
Okay. I kind of like that.
It was just, you know.
Well, like setting up something. Bleach is pretty good about setting up its villains long term. The only exception to that, I think, is the Fullbringer arc.
Yeah.
Like, those are just brand new villains introduced for that arc. But even then, their lore spans way before.
Like Chad.
Just because we didn't really get introduced to them at the beginning, that doesn't mean they weren't a concept. Because clearly, he was the first substitute
Soul Reaper.
Mm-hmm. And we finally get an explanation for how the fuck Chad and Orihime got powers.
I feel like that was the whole reason for the arc.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, this is why there's random people with powers.
I mean,
it worked.
Even then, they kind of were just setting it up for it long term.
Yeah, that's true. So there's more thought put into it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I do really hope that we get more Bleach. Like, if we got a Hell arc, like a proper Hell arc, I don't see why we wouldn't. I mean, Thousand Year Blood War has been doing really good in the anime. Bleach is back on everyone's minds. I mean, maybe not right now, but but it will be when it comes back.
We'll see.
We'll see. Interesting theory, though.
So, because I guess, like, the end of the winter anime series is coming to an end. There's a couple animes that we've seen that are... we're getting pretty close to the end. Mm-hmm. And it's terrifying. Like we said, Frieren fucking ended. I think by the time you guys hear this, Solo Leveling will be over.
Yeah, so...
how
do you feel about that?
Will be over. Yeah, how'd you guys feel about that? We haven't even fucking seen it.
We haven't seen it yet, but we know.
Yeah, we just saw the fight with Ygritte. The animation for that was fucking insane. Like, dude, there was tracking shots all across that room, and like, they're really taking into account the environment.
Yeah.
While he's tossing him around
like a fucking ragdoll too,
dragging him through walls like, bro.
Oh my god, yes.
I love that.
Fucking Broly thing was crazy.
Never did I think that Solo Leveling would have two Dragon Ball references in its show.
For real,
right?
Huh?
Whether intentional or not,
whoever's animating that shit's just like, I love Dragon Ball Z. Yeah.
All we're missing is someone breaking, like, someone's arm, like Vegeta.
Oh my god. No. You know what we're missing?
What?
The Yamcha pose.
Oh my god, that would be so funny. That's so iconic.
Yeah.
The show was amazing. I watched it twice. I think I watched it three times by now. Isn't that some of the most consistent animation I've seen?
I've been with you this whole time. When the fuck did you watch it three times?
I watched it before we watched it.
I mean, granted, we
y'all watched MASH before me. Fuck y'all.
You really gonna put the MASH concept on the same par as Solo Leveling?
What do you mean?
You just recently became a MASH fan. We've all been Solo Leveling fans together for years.
I was a Solo Leveling fan before you.
I'm not saying you weren't, but we've all been friends, or we've all at least enjoyed this since 2021.
Dog, y'all watch episodes without me all the time.
I'm just giving you fucking shit.
Yeah, I know, and I'm calling you out on your shit.
Guess what? You always watch One Piece without us.
So what does it say about Blue Exorcist right here? Blue Exorcist the best? Or debate? What was that supposed to say? Somebody fucked it up.
The best?
DB Street.
The best. I'm going to guess to say the best. Blue Exorcist is the best.
I love Shima.
You are ride or die for this man, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Look, he just wants to have fun. It's exhilarating to him. Think about it. Like, it's the roll of the dice. It's fun for him. He's out there making all these risky moves, getting involved in really crazy shit, and he's like, well, this is what I want to do, though. Like,
he's not loyal to anybody.
But he's got to take care of himself. You got to think, bro, if at any moment both sides want to come for you, they can. Right, if they find out, if either side think, like, especially if, because they know they're double, he's a double agent.
Yeah. Wait, right? But does the Illuminati know he's a double agent?
Yeah.
Oh, they know too.
Yeah, so it's like, it's one of those things. It's like, well, who are you really aligned with? Mm-hmm. Like, neither side is truly a like trusting home base for him.
Yeah.
Right. So for him, he's alone. He got to take care of himself. Mm-hmm. He's got to make both sides happy to like get what he wants out of it. And that's the fun part. That's the risk, right? That's the risk and the reward. It's like there's all this crazy shit, and I got to make sure I come out of it fine and unscathed. Mm-hmm. But like, then I get to do what I want.
Yeah, no, I guess. Like, don't get me wrong. I like Shima too, but not for the same reasons you do. I just think he's like entertaining.
I'm not gonna lie, Gary just kind of like
sold it to you.
Yeah, because like this last episode was like the perfect representation of like my internal conflict. Like, do I like him? Do I not like him? What the like. Can I trust him? Like, do I respect his morals and ideals? But I'm gonna be honest. After what Gary just said, no matter what,
you like him.
Shima wins.
Yeah, that's true. I guess he's just being smart about it. So
he wins. The humans and the Holy Cross win. He wins. Like, no matter fucking what, Shima's coming out on top.
He always wanted to run away from responsibility. He's bouncing between two places. I'm like, whichever one wants me more.
Yeah, because you were really struggling with liking him too. Like, yeah.
I've been talking shit since like for like a while.
Since he betrayed everyone. Yeah.
Since I read it in the manga.
Man, but I didn't even care. Like when he betrayed everyone, I didn't like stop liking him because he betrayed everyone. I was like, oh, this is interesting. Like,
he's like, oh, T.
Yeah, I don't know. It just it added more. And to be honest, I kind of wish he stayed like more on the other side because that would just make it more interesting to me. I like the chaos and like the. The dysfunctional friendships that, like, we've been friends for so long. I've known you since we were, like, little. I don't know. It brings an interesting dynamic to it. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with either or. I'm not taking it, like, super seriously.
We got a bathhouse scene.
Yeah, it was, like, the water park.
Kind of.
Water park scene. I'll take it.
Sure is back, so, I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah. Muscle mommy.
Muscle mommy. Why did we never include her in our waifu wheels or anything like that?
Because y'all... Right. Are not as big of fans of her, I guess.
That's true.
I like her. I just forget about her.
Yeah, there's also the girl from Gurren Lagann.
Oh, he still has yet to see that.
I'll get on it.
Huh.
That's up in there in like the 2014 ones you're missing.
Yeah, no. No, and that's on my list for sure.
The 2010 ones you're missing.
Yeah, I'll get on it eventually.
Oh, he's about to show you.
You've shown me it.
What's her name, though? Yoko. Yoko. That's her name.
She looks just like Shura. Except nicer. Like, literally same outfit and everything.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, I see a lot of fan art of them together.
Nice.
Not what also, you think, you perverts. Wow.
No. Nah. God.
Damn it.
I just hope this like kind of gets somebody to squirm, but like, dude, what the fuck is going on with Lucifer and Yukio? Because that shit was sus and low-key kind of incest.
Yu-Gi-Oh fucking sucks.
Yo, you're right. That was low-key kind of incest because they're brothers, see, technically.
They're related, yeah. That is weird. I didn't think
got all close up and personal with him.
Yeah. Well, he was
looking in the eyes.
He was like touching his face. He was like, "Father was right about you."
Ew.
I don't. Yeah.
Gross.
The 4-year-old one in me almost broke out.
Oh, God. I started crying.
No.
Started crying. Man, they just but make like, him so easy to not like. He just sucks as a brother. He sucks as like a...
Exorcist, I guess.
Exorcist, honestly. Like, he's constantly being kind of saved by other people now.
But yeah.
I don't know, bro. He's extremely capable for his age. He's 15.
Okay, he is. Yeah. I'll give you that. He is very capable, but he's just such a fucking hard ass. Like, lighten up a little bit,
bro. He's a bitch. That's it.
Like, he doesn't know how to have fun. He doesn't know how to enjoy anything. Everything is super. He was complaining about Ren, like
being too powerful.
Being too powerful, and I'm like, bro, like that's a good fucking thing. He's got it under control. He's your brother. He's always looking out for you. They were about to kill him, and now you're mad that he got under control. Well,
he realizes though, like even in the episode, it showed him it like thinking all negatively about it, and he's like, "Stop doing that." Talking to himself, like, "You're always doing this. Why are you brooding?"
Oh, I thought when he said that, he was talking about Ren brooding all the time.
No, he's talking about himself. Like,
yeah, he is brooding. Just fucking stop.
Yeah, he's trying to be a little bit better because he understands, like, if he gets jealous of his brother. Mm-hmm. He's gonna treat him different. He already treats him like shit.
Well, you know, the thing is, I feel like his character has gotten worse for me since the beginning. I think I actually kind of liked Yu-Gi-Oh at the beginning. I thought he was like a decent character. He like was still a hard ass, but he wasn't like so rude or mean to Ren for no reason. And then he just kept getting progressively worse and worse and worse.
I kind of think this is...
Yeah, Bunny Lord does not like Yu-Gi-Oh at all.
I was about to say, I'm not gonna lie. Since like the whole like eye reveal thing, I felt like I kind of assumed it was gonna be like a steady kind of
decline
for him. Like,
and that's the thing. I was actually really excited for that because I thought that was a really cool concept. Like, oh shit, like he might have like the same
something
or something as like Ren does, but it's really just like kind of destroying his character. That we knew, yeah. And maybe that is the point of it. Like, maybe we are supposed to not like him. Like,
for this. Younger brother or older brother to come in and be like, "It's okay, younger brother, I'm saving you."
I just wish I don't know. I liked him. Like, okay, if you think about it, like the Sasuke and Itachi dynamic. Like, yeah, I don't really like Sasuke, but I liked him more in various parts around the show than I do Yu-Gi-Oh in the entire show.
Listen, I got the perfect fucking message out there for you guys, okay? If you're a younger brother, and I'm pretty sure this message can come from all three of us because we're all older brothers. If you're a younger brother, you got an issue with your brother, just fucking say it and then tell him that you love him. It's that fucking simple, okay? Don't be some bitch that just bottles it up thinking you can't talk to your brother.
We've been through it. We know.
Like, I got a brother, does not fucking talk.
That's why y'all hate it. Yeah, he's a bitch little brother. That's what it is.
Yeah.
He's a little brother that's a bitch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He won't fucking talk. He won't say what's on his mind. I'm like, just fucking grow up, dude. Like, just...
But actually, kind
of... See.
I've never seen you reach for that microphone so fast.
But Yu-Gi-Oh, a little bit of slack, even, like I agree with most of what you're saying, but at the same time... Like him as a character because, dude, he's only 15. He's in high school. He's burdened with so much. Like,
he's an anime
burdened
character.
With so much. His brother's dealing with the fact that he actually has the literal flames of Satan.
I know, but from his perspective, he is burdened with other shit. Like, he doesn't have a family, really, except Ren, obviously, of course. But, like, from a kid's perspective, he doesn't have, like, a parental figure. He literally is in high school still. Like, he's also an exorcist doing adult things. Once again, the kid's going to do the adult stuff.
I'd argue that Izumo had it way worse, also does not have a parental figure, and she was able to get out of it.
Well, maybe just Izumo's better than Yu-Gi-Oh. I don't know what to tell you.
100%
we love Izumo.
Yeah.
We love Izumo.
After this arc, literally solidifies
Izumo. Yeah, like, way better character.
Yu-Gi-Oh's kind of missing the big concept, though. That, like, no matter what shit comes, what shit happens, or, like, anything, at the end of the day, he still has his brother.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to rely on anybody.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna lie, you know who he kind of reminds me of? fucking Omni-Man.
Omni-Man?
Yes, thinks he's fucking better than everybody.
He has grasp, that complex.
But can't grasp the fact that, like, even if all this shit is bigger than him, at the end of the day, you still, like how, like, when he's like, what does, like, when he's yelling at Mark, like, what will you have after 500 years? You, Dad. I'll still have you. Mm-hmm. If all these people are gonna die, that's fine. I still have you at the end of the day. If Yukio turns into a demon, guess what? Your fucking brother's a demon too. Nobody else in the world is gonna understand that better than him.
Yeah. Fucking stop pushing away the only person that's gonna actually understand you.
Yeah.
That's what my frustration comes from. And maybe that's actually a good thing that it's written this way, because it's maybe it's meant to provoke this kind of fucking reaction out of me. But, like, Jesus Christ, it's just frustrating to see that. Like, you're putting yourself in his shoes, and that is a really good thing about the show. Mm-hmm. Like, if it can make me this heated about a character, that means it's still doing something, right? Like, maybe we are meant to just not like Yukio because
that's
his character. We're just meant to...
Damn it, man. We would be taking a shot right now. It's like Madame Umbridge from Harry Potter, the fifth one.
You're supposed to hate that bitch.
You're supposed to hate her.
Yeah.
But guess what? If you do, that's because she's so good at her fucking job.
She's really well written.
Yeah.
Does that mean that Yukio's really well written? Because I don't know if I can say that honestly. Do you think Yukio's a well written character?
I would say so, because he's got a lot of issues, and like, they always kind of explain why he's acting the way he is. You know what I mean? Like, he'll do something, but there's always a reason.
Yeah.
It's never just like up in the air bullshit.
Like, this kind of out of left field.
No explanation or anything. Like, his character's consistent. It's been like a consistent descent.
It's just a consistent descent. Okay. That's a good point. I didn't think about it.
I like that though. I really like, I love Gon.
Like, ooh. The hard truth of realizing that, like, Yukio's been two-faced with Rin his almost entire life.
And I think that Rin's our main character.
But his dad let it happen. He introduced Yukio to this whole special world and was like, yeah, we'll keep the rat outside.
And that was Papa. Oh, God, I just had his name, too.
Fushiguro?
Fujimoto. That's Papa Fushimoto's bed.
Every time you say Papa, I immediately think Fushiguro.
Yeah. But no, that, or, you know,
Father Fujimoto.
Yeah, Father Fujimoto.
Fushiguro.
That's his.
Fushimoto.
Father Fushimoto's fucking, like, prop, like, bad. Like, that's where he fucked up.
Yeah.
And not like.
Wait till you get to his backstory. You'll figure out why he did it.
I'm sure there's good fucking reason.
Bro, it's all just nothing so ever tragic. Good comes out of lying. It's such a good story.
Everything is always contingent on the backstory. You can feel one way. Like, I hated Izumo the entire show until her backstory.
And, like, I guess it's not really...
Watch, we get a really good Yukio backstory that completely turns it around.
What are you talking about? It's the same fucking backstory as his brother.
But if there's more to it. We thought we got Sanji's backstory, but there was more to it.
But, like, okay, I was gonna say, like, that is kind of, like, difficult. Like, you're living so far in your brother's shadow that you're leaving a double life in it, essentially. And then, like, when finally, like, your brother steps out of the fucking light, you reveal, like, who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, I mean, granted, like, that is kind of a burden to, like, bear on you. Like, I've been learning to do this and become strong because ultimately I knew you were going to be a fuck up.
And you also knew, like, at the end of the day, he still probably holds a little bit of a grudge after what happened to the father.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, there's no letting go of that. He's a 15-year-old boy, like...
Mm-hmm.
He can be as mature as he wants, but that's something that you don't just forget about. That has to be the root of, like, all of it, in my opinion.
It was Rin's words that, like, hurt his heart so much that Satan could, like, finally take control over it. Yep. That fucks me up every time.
Yeah.
And
that's the best.
How does Rin keep conversation going, we've ever had. How does Rin keep going knowing that? That's so sad.
Why such a goofball?
It's the what is it that the will or like determination to kick fucking Satan's ass?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I said that to him, but I'm just a young 15-year-old. I say shit, I fuck up. You had to go and fucking possess his ass. Nah, I'm coming for you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. We got to talk about it. We have to talk about MASH.
Okay, yeah.
Shit is amazing.
Dialga versus Palkia.
Dude. Okay, I was telling her this earlier. I'm gonna fucking say it, man. The magic shit they do in this anime, kinda up there in my favorite, like, magic, like,
it's some cool sword shit.
Yeah, like this space, seeing space and time go at it, I was like, yeah, this is cool,
dude. It's up there with the shit that we've seen in Black Clover, in my opinion. Like, really, really easily. The battle sequences are really well done.
Mm-hmm.
And solid animation too.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
This whole part of the story has been so interesting to me. Like, the revelation that, like, Mash has a dad, and that he's fucking evil. Okay, quote unquote dad. But, like, and that he's evil and all this stuff. Like, I love it, mm-hmm. personally.
He did just kind of find Mash and then raise him.
Yeah, like pseudo-father.
Yeah, well, yeah, true. So, but, I mean, it could be possible.
He could be his dad.
Yeah.
That other guy has a similar haircut.
The facial features are pretty similar when you look at them side by side.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I haven't taken the time to see that.
I was talking to her about it. We were just kind of, like, looking at them. Like, yeah, look at his nose. Look at his, like, just certain things. Their eyes are the same color. Like,
they are?
Yeah.
I thought Mash's were yellow and that dude's was red.
No, they're the same color. They're both, like, a golden color.
Hmm. I'll look
at it later. No, I'm 100%.
Can you look that up for me real quick? I'm sorry. I'm just curious, though. Okay, bro, the level of disrespect this man fucking performs is uncanny. I knew. Okay, so, like, the moment that, like, what's the headmaster's name?
Wahlberg.
Whataburger?
Such a random name. Wahlberg, I think of freaking Mark Wahlberg, the actor. Oh, you look at this old wizard looking dude. He's like, oh, I wonder what his name is.
Wahlberg.
The moment he dropped his staff, that's immediately I was like, oh shit, that's gonna be like the tell sign Mash needs to know, so he knows where this fight's going down. And I'm like waiting for it, and then just boom, that fucking knee coming out. I was like watching that again, because the dude, I put that up with the Rhino Schneider to Doflamingo's face.
Disrespectful as fuck.
Like, the man didn't even know it was fucking coming.
No, not at all. Man, he has some really good saves, too. Mm-hmm. Like, he's up there with, like, Sanji level with, like,
yeah,
just coming in clutch for the save.
Dude, he had two saves. He had the flying knee to the face, and then he came in and grabbed the chain.
The chain, yeah, yeah, with the giant monster. I loved the scene of, like, the whole school, like, realizing that Mash is a fucking normal person who's cheering just for cheering for him and everything. I'm like, good,
like,
shit.
I like it, because they show that moment where it's like, but, like, he has no place in society. It's like, yo, numbnuts, his place in society is saving your fucking ass.
Mm-hmm. Right now. Literally right now. He's saving y'all.
You know that one divine visionary? The
one with the glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck,
with the sand magic?
Yeah, he fucking sucks. All he wants to do is just, like, follow the rules. He's like, he doesn't have magic. He should die. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, he's fucking keeping up with the headmaster, saving everybody. What else do you want from him?
No, he's just scared that he's gonna, like, keep him from being able to attain a high position, probably.
Like, he's got issues that he needs to work out on his own.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a power trip.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, typically, characters with that design are like that.
Oh, Yuki has glasses, too.
The glasses, and he also reminds me of the red hair guy from Solo Leveling.
Yeah, but he doesn't have issues like that, though.
I don't know why I've always hated him, though.
I don't hate him. I'm just indifferent to him.
I've never liked him. The moment I saw him on, like, that first page, I was like, ah, douche.
You should watch the dub, because his voice is the same guy who does Brook, and I really like him. And he makes characters likable.
I want to see. Okay, then I want to see him, like, waking up from that fucking nightmare.
Yeah, I gotta go check that out. Actually, I'm gonna rewatch that whole show in dub. It's really good.
But we're talking about Mash. Yeah, we are talking about Mash. I'm kind of scared, because I'm, like, again, I'm pretty sure the season will be ended by the time this episode comes out, and that just means, like, one episode to kind of set up the next season.
I wonder what they're gonna end off at.
I mean,
because homeboy Zero, what's his name,
Papa Mash.
No. Not doing that. What is his name, something Zero?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Do you remember what...
Babe. Do you remember the, like...
Innocent Zero.
That's right. Yeah.
I can't remember
you.
The name. Innocent Zero, yeah. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Innocent Zero, bad guy.
Oh, he left. So Innocent Zero left. Mm-hmm. Like, he just kind of
deuced out. Man,
he's a bitch, first of all.
Bro, he stole his space magic.
I know.
He pulled a Blackbeard.
Dude, he got some fucking OP powers, dude. He's got space magic, time magic, and one other one.
Yeah. Their master's magic.
Yeah, their master's one.
Dark magic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how he stole. That's really fucking broken. That's like if Blackbeard had, like, Julius Novochrono's magic.
And fucking... I'll be honest. The way they perceive, like, space magic is fucking broken.
I can't think of another character that has, like, that broken of space magic abilities.
Oh, no. Okay, that's only because he doesn't fucking use it fully. Magi. The guy who, like, makes, like, portals and shit. Koha.
Oh, man.
Kome.
The taller brother,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He does have space magic. He doesn't do shit with it.
But, like, it's still, so like, it's still kind of, like, the same concept. Like,
yeah, there's space portals.
They're what?
There's portals, essentially. Yeah. But
he even uses, like four little focal points to, like, create it.
He could do the same shit. Wow. That's so useless.
Except that dude, that, like, the, what do they call it? Like, a third?
Thirds.
Where, like, it's like an ultimate form of that wand, essentially.
It's like extreme magic.
Yeah. Like, he created, like, another spatial.
Domain expansion.
Mm-hmm.
Seconds is their Shikai.
Oh.
And thirds is their Bankai.
Oh, that.
It was like a normal wand. Then it went to the second one, unlocked the lines.
Yeah.
Third one is like full manifestation of the fucking. The wand's like inner god shit. Wow.
That's nice.
Bleach reference. Good find, Gary. That was fucking solid, man. We already kind of talked about Freerun and everything.
Yeah.
It was our last Freerun Friday.
Yeah, we'll talk about that last episode next time once we all finish it. We're not going to spend the whole episode talking about it because I think we've talked about the show enough, but at least just our thoughts on that last episode.
If you guys have any questions on, like, thoughts we might have had about Freerun, like, let us know in the comments. Maybe we can answer them on that episode.
Yeah, and if you have any recommendations for other anime coming up that we may not have heard of, let us know because, you know, things are ending, so we'll have time to watch more stuff now. But yeah, let us know what you thought. If you've been keeping up with any of this season's anime, let us know what you think. What was your favorite one? I'm curious to know.
Just before we go, though, it's been a while since we've talked about One Piece. And the past couple episodes are fucking crazy.
Yeah, some crazy shit has been revealed. We met a kooky old man who made Wi-Fi.
You met the Vegapunk, finally.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, first of all.
But the real Vegapunk. Okay, well, we also found out some information about O'Hara.
Yeah.
About how not everything went to waste. You know, the scholars, they used that time that they had to throw the books into a little lake.
Mm-hmm. Which actually kind of makes
knowledge.
Sense.
Yeah, it makes
sense. Like underneath a tree. That does kind of make, that tracks.
And Robin had no idea. But Saul, Jaguar D. Saul, was there. Collecting the books. And then Dragon was like, I already checked in on them. They're fine. They understand that this stuff is important. You know? And then he just let them take the books. Mm-hmm. How is he not associated to them? He's just like, whatever.
Whatever. Dude, that was before the Revolutionary Army, remember? That was
I the guess freedom that's fighters. Right. They were freedom fighters back then. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a face tattoo.
Mm-hmm. I'm really curious about that tattoo because, like,
it probably says revolution.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's, like, super, super important, but I feel like Oda's drawn attention to it, that he used to not have it, and now he does.
It was on his leg. Did you notice that?
Yeah, he was wearing a patch.
He was wearing a patch on his leg, and it's it.
I think he also had an armband with it.
Oh, did he? I bet it's some kind of, like, revolutionary mark. And, like, putting it on his face is, like, I want everybody to know this is the,
like, I'm taking this
revolutionary
serious.
Dragon.
It's not a phase.
It's not a phase, Dad. See?
He probably did that despite Garp. Let's be real. I'm not gonna lie, that's probably the most I've seen Dragon do anything.
Yeah,
in a while. Man does not do shit, nor will he.
Except for east and west.
look east and look west. That's all fucking dragon's good for nowadays.
Kuma was freaking out and he dipped out. What the fuck is going on with that shit?
Dragon just was like, Kuma, wait, don't leave. Eyes gone.
Easily, like, I'm gonna assume the most powerful person on that fucking island just lets him blip himself out. I'm just like, bro, don't most of y'all have like light speed feats? Like, I'm pretty sure Sanji could have been there quicker.
It's for the plot.
Okay.
That was crazy, though. I'm like, seeing kind of Kumo just, like, react out of nowhere like that.
And,
like,
I'm going to assume he's going to Egghead. Flip himself.
I'm assuming he's going to Egghead, too. But, yeah. So,
Giant robot.
Hold on.
Giant robot.
I don't want to glaze over the fact that Jaguar D. Salt is the captain of the fucking giant pirates back then.
That's...
I thought we knew that.
Did we? No,
he's not the captain of the giant.
That's what they fucking said. He was a fucking Marine the entire time.
But he wasn't captain of the giant.
That's what they said in that thing.
I might have missed
that. Like, that's like, because that's who was there with him. Was the
captains was Dory and Broggy.
They're doing their fucking thing.
Maybe he took over.
Could have been. He could have been.
He could have been a. So you're telling me he's a pirate captain and a Marine at the same time?
No, like after Marine.
Yeah.
Oh, after the whole O'Hara incident, and he became the captain?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he did kind of betray the army or the Navy at the time.
Yeah, because he was trying to, like, save Robin and all that.
And he is a giant.
Not just Robin. He, like, he helped Robin's mom escape.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that he knows Olvia, too.
Mm-hmm.
And get back to O'Hara.
I didn't remember that he was the captain. I mean, it makes sense.
I swear they
Who
said
else
it.
Would it be? Fucking Hyrudin? He's a teen.
Yeah.
He was there, though.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so crazy seeing him pop up so consistently.
I know. I really like him, too. I know we barely know anything about him, but he's just, like, one of my favorite giants.
Mm-hmm.
Because he took a punch from Luffy. That's why I like him.
And he was there when Big Mom ate about all her people. Oh, no. Well, not there, but he was there when she destroyed the island.
Oh, I forgot he was around there, too. Yeah, he's been popping up a lot, too.
Yeah, he's been around for a minute.
A good member to have on the Straw Hat Fleet.
Hoping we see him in Elbaf.
Hmm.
I hope we go to Elbaf.
I feel like we have to now.
I mean, they did all this stuff and set up to kind of, like, mention it and get us there.
It feels like it's just working its way there.
Like, it feels like a destination not only for us, but for Robin. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
It's like the new library of O'Hara.
Because, like, it fits a lot of, like, thematic things too. They have the tree there. We need to meet Loki, which is the leader of the entire, like, giants.
Mm-hmm.
Prince Loki, I think, is his name.
That's cool. That actually tracks. That's so cool.
Oh, bro, Luffy pulls up and he's like, "Hey, you know, I know it said that they killed her, but, like, I beat her first. Come on, recognize. Like, I got y'all. I heard she destroyed y'all's country. At Elbaf." Big Mom. The giants hate her.
Yeah,
they took her
down. That could be another situation where, like, they pull up and instead of it being like a hostile island like every other one, it could be kind of like Zoe where they show up and they're like, "Oh, y'all are cool. Like, y'all are heroes and shit."
Yeah, y'all took that bitch down.
Yeah.
Well, like, your friends did. Good shit.
Like, you know that they'll fuck with the Straw Hats for sure. Like, nobody there should have any animosity towards them at all. And outside of that, we also have, like, the Saul thing, like Jaguar D. Saul being a thing, the reunion with him, and we have to see a reunion between them two. Like, now that she knows that he's alive, and this also plays into the whole man marked by flames theory. Do you guys think it's him?
I do like that theory, but I'm gonna be honest, my brain just hatched a horrific fucking thought.
Man marked by flames.
Yeah, oh, that's who Kid said he was, right? Okay, so I guess it would, like, I know a lot of people theorize, like, where's that last road poneglyph? And, like, people think it's on Elbaf, right? My question is, okay, we haven't really seen Elbaf, like, in present day.
Right.
Okay, how does Blackbeard know what fucking road poneglyphs are? And, like, I know you said, like, it wouldn't be like that, like, it wouldn't be a hostile environment upon arrival. What if it's not? What if it's, like, arriving to, like, a fucking massacre?
Well, Blackbeard was on Whitebeard's crew, so maybe Whitebeard knew what road poneglyphs were.
It'd be because of
Roger. Okay, that's true. That's true. Roger did.
Roger, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, just because Whitebeard didn't chase members. After it, but like they haven't like learned about that in their journey being together.
Okay.
That's where I think he probably learned about that.
Okay. I just thought like, because it would make, I guess to me personally, it would make sense that like you can learn about road poneglyphs on Elbaf now because it now has like all of the O'Hara knowledge.
Yeah.
So
I'm just hoping that if we do go to Elbaf after this, I just hope it's like slows down a little bit and we just like have some fun.
Nah, bro. I would have done warned you, man. We're in the end game.
All I'm saying is enjoy the fun future city while you can.
No, bro. Yeah, I will. I will.
Yeah.
I can't wait until we get to Elbaf, and I'm hoping we get just a moment where Luffy goes giant Luffy.
Oh, everybody like, wants that.
Just
yeah.
To be like, ha-ha. Or, you know, like they bring like a giant piece of cake or pie or meat over, and he turns giant, eats it, and then goes back down to normal. It's like,
oh, big man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I want that. That would be great.
I would love to see Giant Luffy interact with the actual giants.
I want
to
see, yeah. Dude, like, in the recent episode, like, I don't know if it's just him, like, freely using his rubber ability, but he just went,
yeah.
Doof, 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 just slapped the fucking robot head, and I was like, yo, that seems a little too fucking easy for him now.
Yeah, that wasn't a manga thing either. That was an anime only thing.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of cool that he can just kind of do more like gear third stuff, gear fourth stuff whenever he wants.
Like, it doesn't need to blow into it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
It just happens.
I think just like him going into the actual gear five form is more of him like fully using all of the abilities, and like especially the spatial
manipulation
aspect of it, and maybe like infusing more hockey related stuff to it. Like him going more 100%. But I think now he can probably do more just like random gear third related antics without having to go fully into that form, which I think is really cool.
Hmm. I mean, you've seen that thing of like him being like, because this is what I look like when I'm free.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like flexing.
I liked that.
Yeah.
It's what his I'm free form.
I like to kind of think of it like when Goku got Super Saiyan God for the first time and got God Ki, and then went back to normal Super Saiyan, but like still kind of had access to God Ki.
That's a good comparison.
You know what I mean? And then over time, he gained access to more. It's kind of like Luffy dipped his toe into it and was like, oh, this is what's possible in my base.
Well, he was like limiting himself before. Like, he had to come up with a logical way to do what he wanted to do, what he imagined to do, because he hadn't unlocked the full capability of the fruit. As soon as he unlocked Gear 5, it's like, oh, I can just do it.
Like, if I was
do just, anything. Okay.
If I was just doing that in that form, what's the difference between me just doing it now? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn. That's kind of terrifying. Like, does that just kind of mean, like, eventually he can just get to a point where, like, he doesn't have to go Gear 5?
Maybe.
Bro, I just can't wait. I'm waiting for one of those moments. You read all the way through Magi, you know, all the backstory, but like the end, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't wait for a moment with Luffy, just like, kind of like in the Sacred Palace, with Ugo and Sinbad. I'm just waiting for a moment where it's like, you know, power up. And it's like, oh, this person's in control. You know, they're about to wreck Luffy shit. And it's just like, oh, no, flips totally on its head. It's like, nah, bro, I was able to do this and I can do that.
Oh, when they revealed the second, like, god that was controlling the other god.
It's like,
That broke my brain when I read that.
Flip.
It does it every time for me. I'll go back and rewatch
mess
it.
Me up.
Or reread it, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just waiting for a moment like that where, like, the situation is super dire. And Luffy just turns around and is like, oh, you know.
If that's possible for you to do that, shouldn't I just be able to do this, you know?
Yeah, like something crazy and you're just like, what? Oh, okay. Okay.
All I'll say is, like, at this point, I don't claim to know anything about anyone's powers at all anymore. Like, Oda just feels like he keeps kind of just, like, changing the way things work. And it's not a bad thing. It keeps me on my toes, and I'm enjoying it. But not even just for Luffy, even for other characters that can do certain things, and characters that we thought could do one specific thing, but then they end up being able to do this, and you're like, how the fuck does that work?
Hey, hold on. Lucci's back.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm so fucking glad you brought that up.
Okay? Yeah, we can't skip over that. Kaku's back too, that long nose fuck.
I'm gonna be honest. Dude, I'm dead fucking serious. Okay, I don't think Kaku's shit. And I don't even think he's gonna be worth like a monster fucking trio member. And like, if I'm gonna be completely honest,
oh my god,
I don't even think Rob Lucci's gonna even fight fucking Luffy. Like, there's what fucking need is there for him for a rematch? Seriously, come on. Like, we saw him beat the crap out of Kaido. It'd be a dog walk.
Entertainment.
Yeah, we'd get a real fucking Tom and Jerry. That's what we get. Who a cat and a fucking mouse.
There is a real question. Who all is gonna be there? It's a real question.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Like outside of Rob Lucci?
I mean, going to Egghead.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Lucci pulling up, and they find out, oh hey, there's this other ship. Why is this ship here? Right? Because that was a whole thing.
Right? And they were talking about how
the Straw Hat ship, and then they come out and say it.
Oh, that's gonna turn into the Navy. A fucking shit storm.
I'm sure they're gonna send people
because he's a Yonko now. He's not a
exactly
fifth Yonko. He is a Yonko now.
So in my head, I'm like, whoever they're gonna send, whatever those reinforcements are gonna be, they're gonna be like big top dog people, right? Oh, and that's gonna be who Luffy fights. Rob Lucci is gonna be like the crew.
How big are you thinking?
Yeah, how big?
I don't know.
I'm thinking an admiral. Yeah. At least.
Which I mean, admiral? It's a Yonko. Usually they send like admirals to deal with
Yonko. That's true. They did send a Green Bull after like a tired Luffy.
So it's definitely not Green Bull. They're not going to send him again.
Fuck no.
So who do you think it would be? Fujitora? Kizaru? Who do you think?
I don't know about
Fujitora after he bowed his head and like apologized. Basically let
Luffy walk.
Mm. But there are no other admirals besides them two, right?
So it's either going to be Kizaru or it's going to be Akainu.
Oh, what if Akainu just shows up?
I could see the fleet admiral rolling. Like that's
another person who hasn't done shit. He just fucking sits at a desk all the time.
What are you talking about?
Akainu?
He doesn't do shit
since he became fleet admiral.
No.
What did he personally
went to go get fucking Blackbeard. Like remember they were like, we'll give you jewelry, Bonnie, but we want
like
a ship. But then it was him that showed up.
I think that was before he was fleet admiral.
Bullshit. It was right after the fucking thing.
I thought it was before the fight.
No. Because, like, dude, it was like the war ended. Sengoku retired. They fucking figured out who was on top. Mm-hmm. Then that shit.
Mm. Okay, he walked up to Blackbeard.
No, Kizaru had already joined, or not Kizaru.
Aokiji. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, Kuzan. He joined the Blackbeard Pirates by that point already.
I figure, yeah.
I don't remember the time.
No, because whenever Bonnie was like all tied up and everything, and he was heading that way, that was whenever Luffy and the crew had entered the new world and they decided to go to Punk Hazard.
Mm.
Sure, I don't remember anymore.
That's what was going on because, like, they showed the options for the islands.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was what was happening on those islands. They, like, showed Aruge on the Lightning Island.
Aruge also hasn't done shit.
That's a good point. Except he got his ass handed to him on fucking Whole Cake Island.
By Cracker, of all people.
Okay, so I can see from a military aspect, yes, you should send Akainu because it's not an admiral, it's a Yonko, and it's Monkey D. Luffy, the guy who beat Kaido. It's kind of a fucking terrifying individual.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just gonna, like, send anybody? So, like, I'd understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from really good writing aspect, which Oda's known for, sending Kizaru makes fucking a lot of sense, man. Think about it. You haven't really gotten that opportunity to see how the Straw Hats fare up against him now.
Oh, after the first time?
After Saboni, yeah. It's like, we kind of need that, like, Straw Hat, like...
Like, measuring stick.
Yeah. Like,
where do they stack up now?
Exactly. Like, now that Luffy's a Yonko.
Because realistically, like, I definitely think Luffy could take on Kizaru. Like, by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think he would need all the Straw Hats. I think Zoro could stand a chance against Kizaru, to be honest.
You think Sanji could?
I think he could do well, but I think he might struggle.
We saw it
a
in the
more.
Intro. 25th anniversary intro.
He's so right.
Yeah, because all of that stuff happened, right? Luffy fought Blackbeard. No, I think, like, I think the Monster Trio would do solid against Kizaru, but I think Sanji would probably struggle a little bit more. I think Zoro would probably be kind of, like, slightly evenly matched, and then I think Luffy would be like, okay, no, I think he can handle it. I wonder how Jinbei would do. I don't think Jinbei could handle Kizaru by himself.
So do we still, like, I'm sorry, I had a thought. Do we think, like, we still have a Monster Trio, right? But it's not Luffy, Zoro, Jinbei. Because Luffy can't be a monster. He's God. So he's just in his own category now. The Monster Trio is Zoro, Jinbei, Sanji. They're the monsters.
I guess. I like the epithet
how,
of the Monster
can you
Trio.
Say
it's always been
that brings
Luffy.
Freedom to everybody and fights with a smile on his face as a monster.
Sully was a monster in Monsters, Inc., and he was really nice.
Whoa.
Yeah, but we called them the Monster Trio because, like, early One Piece, they were monsters.
They fucked everybody up, yeah.
Nah, I still keep them as the Monster Trio. I don't care how strong Jinbei is. Like, he's maybe the third strongest, like, after, like, I think it's still, like, Zoro.
After Luffy
Sanji.
And Zoro.
I think it's Zoro, Sanji, and Jinbei.
Okay.
Nah.
I was about to say, look at the bounty.
So Sanji was stronger than Zoro and Whole Cake.
I was about to say, because if all you fucking Sanji meat riders wanted to fucking give me that shit for so long, there's your payback, bitch.
No, I never thought Sanji was.
I wasn't saying you specifically. Why are you getting so defensive?
Do you feel called out, huh? Are we?
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Do you think Zoro's going to fight Kaku? Sanji's going to fight Kaku, and Zoro's going to fight Lucci. And Zoro will be like, oh, I already beat him. You fight him this time.
Yeah. Kind of. Like, Haku's going to be like, well, no. I'm back for, like, revenge. And he's going to be like, I already beat you. That guy gave my captain a run for his money. I want him.
Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
And copyright.
Yeah. We'll talk about it when we... I think you guys will really like the next episode, though.
Okay.
For next week's One Piece. So we'll talk about that next time.
Yeah.
But appreciate everybody tuning in.
Yep.
This has been an interesting episode.
Yeah. A little
unorthodox.
But I like it. Kind of reminds me of our duck episodes.
Yeah, some of our older ones.
Make sure you guys check those out over on YouTube. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, turn those notifications on. Go buy some G Fuel. Use code SPOILERWARNING for 10% off. And Alchemist out.
I'd suggest getting the Sour Power. It's really good. Alchemist out.